Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tresivia with Market Insights. I wanted to talk to you because you just released your Market Monitor report. You do these quarterly reports, and I thought our listeners would like to hear what some of your predictions are. At the beginning of the year, when you first published your U.S. floor report, you called for roughly about the same level of growth in flooring sales as we saw last year, which was a 4.8% growth. And now you're making a call to say that it may not quite be that good, that it's actually somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5%, right?
Yeah, that's through September 30th. If the fourth quarter turns out to be a little bit better, we may see 3.5%, but right now it looks like it's running at about 2.4%.
Yeah, I made a call in the December issue, which is in the mail now, that it was going to be off just a little bit from last year, but not quite down that much. And like you say, I mean, we're talking difference between 2.4 and maybe 3.8, whatever it is. But one of the things that you point out here is that you thought carpet and rug was going to be a little stronger than it was. You're making a call in the first three quarters of 15 that it's up 0.6%. And hardwood, you were calling that it was going to grow 5.1%, and you're calling 2. I think that may be the one where we disagree the most. Ceramic tile, you've got it going at 8%, and that's about what it did last year, so you're thinking that's a good category. And resilient, you've got up almost 2% from what it did last year, and that's that LVT equation, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us, just to summarize this report, talk about some of the highlights of where we are from an economic perspective.
Well, in terms of the economy, we're growing, I would call it a mediocre pace. We're into the sixth year of a recovery, and we've never really seen the economy pop like it's supposed to in a recovery. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of reasons for it. The Affordable Care Act, which is causing still causing uncertainty. It's changed the way people are hired, if they're hired at all. There's a whole bunch of reasons. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, what's carrying the economy in the United States is what carries the economy all the time. It's the consumer. And the consumer has benefited from low energy prices. I see today that oil is down to $35 a barrel, and that's not going to change, I understand, until maybe late 2016, early 2017. I guess that drill, baby, drill really came through.
Exactly.
It's dropped energy prices significantly throughout the world.
Yeah. Well, I spent some time a month or so ago focusing in the builder sector, and it's actually doing fairly well. I mean, you know, it was slow to materialize, but it looks like it's warmed up, and it's going to be warm through next year. And so that's bringing us some business. That's changed some. You know, that balance between single family and multifamily, it's still leaning more toward multifamily. And they're using different materials now. The builders are,
right,
you know, are coming in with almost dematerialized flooring. But you're seeing a lot of LVT, a lot of engineered hardwood that's real thin, and a little bit less carpet than you were seeing before.
Yes. And like you said, we're seeing a tendency towards multifamily versus single family. Mm-hmm. Some of that has to do with the aging baby boomers. And as people of the baby boom age retire, they start to downsize, and they're looking for condos, mm-hmm. and even some cases apartments. And also, banks have pretty stringent mortgage requirements right now. The economy is improving a little bit, so they're out there getting jobs, and they're out there forming new families, and therefore need a place to live. So a lot of them have to opt to apartments. And we're seeing more multifamily, and one multifamily is essentially half the size of a single family. You get half the bang for your buck square foot-wise with a multifamily as you do with a single family. And that's where we're seeing some of the shift here. And multifamilies also have a different composition of floor coverings. As you said, they tend to be less upscale and more downscale. So that changes the mix of products that they use.
You were commenting right before we started this interview about windows and branding, and there's a great point. I want to make sure we make this around this Marvin and Pella and Anderson. They're still out there spending money building a brand to consumers, and we're just not seeing that in floor covering, are we?
No, and I have to give credit to those guys and to Hunter Douglas and to Graber. These are guys that are out there talking to consumers directly, getting them to be interested in their brands and selling their brands. And they're doing a good job of it, and they're getting a higher mark for what they do, and They're not leaving it to retailers to decide what the, or private labels, I should say, to undercut them with benefits. They're selling the benefits of their products, which tend to be higher quality. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas in the floor covering business, except for some notable exceptions, Shaw and Mohawk, Mirage is another one, we don't see a lot of brand advertising out there. And I think that's going to come back to haunt the manufacturers in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So, because when you don't have a producer's brand, you've got the middleman's brand out there. And, you know, you're really just renting the business when you...
That's right. And you got everybody's doing private labels. Retailers are doing... And retailers, are, and especially the big retailers, mm-hmm. are advertising those private labels. As a brand of note, you got to cut through all that fog and, you know, establish your brand and establish why people should buy your brand over all the others.
Yeah.
If you do that, there's numbers of studies that say you're going to get a higher margin. We've seen that in other categories. We just mentioned windows and window treatments, but you look at it in the automobile industry, you look at it across the board. You know, it's marketing 101.
Well, and some of it's channel strategy. You know, if you want to buy Pella windows, you've got to look for an authorized dealer.
That's true. Same with Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, I've noticed Lowe's is trying a store-within-a-store concept where they've got a floor covering store effectively inside their home center. They seem to be moving more towards special order, and as they, if they can successfully implement that strategy, that will help them move upscale up into the higher margin products where the floor covering specialty stores have lived for so long. They keep trying. I have to give them credit. They don't stop. They get one failure, they go back and recalibrate and try again.
These,
it's a special order kind of environment in that store in Toronto.
So these stores within a store, you don't know the relationship with its arm's length or it's a subset?
No,
yeah.
They don't talk. Even if it was, they wouldn't say.
All right, well, Santa, as we look at the end of the year, beginning of next year, are you feeling good about where we're headed with floor covering business and going into 2016? What's your call?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I think we're going to see some continued growth, definitely. I think housing starts are going to return at the end of the year to traditional levels.
Mm-hmm.
And traditional levels are about 1.5 million units, 1.4 to 1.5 million, which mirrors the number of households that are formed every year.
Yeah. You think Janet Yellen's going to raise this interest rate?
Well, that's one of the variables.
Yeah.
I think she will raise interest rates. I think the Fed is primed for it.
Yeah.
And what that does to the stock market and the ripples that it'll have on the rest of the economy remains to be seen. I know they know they're playing with fire there, but I think they think they can get away with it and not harm the economy. Well, we'll see.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you. I hope you have a great Christmas. Again, been talking to Santo Tresivia, who's the economist that helps Floor Focus with all of their economic numbers and research. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.